Lies we need to tell. We often hear honesty is the best policy, and no one likes to be called a liar. But is dishonesty always wrong? Not necessarily, according to some psychologists. According to Oxford University psychologist Robin Dunbar, there are two types of lies. Lies that help your relationships and the people around you, and lies that hurt them. Bad lies are lies that harm people. Dunbar calls these antisocial lies. Good lies are lies that make people feel better. Dunbar calls these pro-social lies. How often have you clicked like on Facebook, not because you actually like the picture of your friend's lunch or the cat video your cousin posted, but because you want to show your support? Psychology professor Larry Rosen says that we do this to show our friends that we have good intentions. This white lie is an example of a pro-social lie. According to Rosen, it's similar to saying yes when someone asks, "Do you like my new shoes?" You're lying not to hide a secret or to protect yourself, but to avoid hurting someone's feelings. But when people tell lies on social networks to make their own lives seem more exciting or to make others jealous, this is antisocial lying. It doesn't bring friends closer, but instead creates negative feelings. Workplace lies range from small, harmless lies to complete and destructive fabrications. An example of a pro-social workplace lie is complimenting someone on their presentation, even though it was only average, because you know they were nervous beforehand. In this case, your intention is simply to protect your colleague's feelings. However, people sometimes tell bigger lies at work for the purpose of avoiding blame or to stay on the boss's good side. If your boss asks how a particular project is going, and you say it's going well when it isn't, that's an antisocial lie. It's antisocial because your boss is likely to discover the truth and as a result will probably stop trusting you. Author and TED speaker Pamela Meyer agrees that not all deceptions are harmful. If your partner asks, "Do I look fat in this?" the best answer is probably no, even if it means stretching the truth. And many experts agree that for married people, keeping some secrets is completely healthy as long as the secrets don't hurt anyone. Of course, there are some things you should always tell a partner about, the loss of a job or a major health issue, for example. These could affect the future of both people, and living a lie is a bad idea in these cases. Deception is also a significant part of the natural world, so it's little wonder we resort to it almost reflexively. Coco the gorilla learned to understand 2,000 words in English and to communicate using sign language. Occasionally, she's used this amazing language ability to lie. Human babies sometimes pretend to cry, check to see if anyone is listening, and then start crying again. By the age of 5, children learn to say things that are completely untrue, and most 9-year-olds have mastered keeping secrets to protect themselves. As adults, we live in a world where we hear 10 to 200 lies from the people around us every day. Lying can be incredibly harmful to our relationships and to the people around us, but that's only true for antisocial lies. Pro-social lies have the opposite effect. They can actually help us. Through pro-social lying, we can show our online connections that we support them, keep our professional relationships positive, and make our partners and loved ones feel happy and confident.